Hello, everyone. This is Amelia Rose, and you're listening to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories from around the globe and life lessons for all ages. The podcast can be heard on all the major social media platforms, and after each episode, you are invited to join us on our Facebook page and share your comments. Today's story is entitled Potatoes, Eggs, and Coffee Bean. And it's about a daughter who kept complaining to her father that her life was miserable and that she didn't know how she was going to make it. She was tired of fighting and struggling all the time, she said. It just seemed that when one problem is solved, another soon followed. Sounds familiar? Her father, being a chef, took her to the kitchen. He filled three pots with water and placed each on a high fire. Once the three pots began to boil, he placed potatoes in one pot, eggs in the second pot, and ground coffee beans in the third pot. He then let them sit and boil without saying a word to his daughter. The daughter moaned and impatiently waited, wondering what he was doing. After about 20 minutes, he turned off the burners. He took the potato out of the pot and placed them in a bowl. He pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. Then he ladled the coffee out and placed it in a cup. Turning to her, he asked, "My daughter, what do you see?" "Potatoes, eggs, and coffee," she hastily replied. "Look closer," he said, "and touch the potatoes." She did and noted that they were soft. He then asked her to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the egg was boiled hard. Finally, he asked her to sip the coffee. Its rich aroma brought a smile to her face. "Father, what does this mean?" she asked. Then he explained that the potatoes, the eggs, and the coffee beans had each faced the same adversity, that of the boiling water. However, he explained further that each one reacted differently. He continued, "The potato went in strong, hard, and unrelenting, but in boiling water, it became soft and weak. The eggs," he said, "were fragile, with the thin outer shell protecting its liquid interior, and that was until it was put in the boiling water. Then the inside of the egg became very hard." "However," he said, "the ground coffee beans were unique. After they were exposed to boiling water, they changed the water and created something entirely different and new." He then turned to her and asked, "Which one are you?" "When adversity knocks on your door, how should you respond?" he asked. "Are you going to be a potato, an egg, or a coffee bean?" Before you attempt to answer that question, let me share something with you. Several years ago, when I first heard this story, I felt that this daughter was a spoiled brat. I asked myself, what planet is she living on? I even wondered If she didn't know that the only people who weren't struggling in life were those people in the cemeteries across town. Today I look back, and the only thing I could fault her for is for not learning what a positive mindset and perseverance does to the human spirit, and that is after challenges in life. Mark you, the story never told us the type of struggles this young woman faced. But I did a quick research on life's challenges and found that the top five are death of a loved one, divorce, imprisonment, major illness, job loss or termination. And I bet she was never experiencing any of those. But just in case that I'm wrong, let's just face it. There are several individuals in life who are faced with a combination of these challenges every day. And they're doing that with very little support. And the only thing that makes the difference for many of them is really how they view their circumstances, how they view their challenges. This is crucial because the degree to which we struggle in life is really proportionate to the extent of the focus we give those challenges. Another way of looking at this would be that whatever we feed in life the longest is the one that lives the longest. If we feed complaints and frustration, we will get more of that. If we feed confidence and perseverance, we will also get more of that. So what would be your choice? I think I would choose to feed confidence and perseverance. In the story, the question really is whether our response to life's challenges align with that of the potato, the egg, or the coffee bean. And I say it doesn't have to be one or the other, because in reality, the challenges in our lives are not a one-size-fit-all. So, these many years later, I can safely say that I have been faced with many challenges looking like all three. Sometimes I think my potato comes out like mashed potato and my eggs come out like scrambled eggs, but I keep pressing on. So let's expound a bit on the three objects in this story. And let's hear what you say after listening to my explanation. The potato went from hard to soft, and that was when faced with boiling water for some period of time. The egg went from fragile to hard, and the coffee bean changed the water that previously changed both the potato and the egg. The same can be said about life. There are some challenges that softens us because they teach us lessons and causes us to make internal adjustments in life. In the case of the potato, for example, if the potato failed to soften, it would simply expose itself to the risk of exploding. In fact, I read one writer putting it this way: it's the hard things that break. And who wants to spend their whole life trying to become hard only to shatter in a million pieces? I couldn't agree with him more. Then there are the eggs. They, to me, represent the kind of challenges that harden us after we have pushed through the pain and the hurts of life. These kinds of challenges are, to me, like the old Timex watches, which in the commercial shows them taking a licking, but just kept on ticking. Many of you won't even know what a Timex watch is. And so I might have just dated myself, but let's hurry on here, lest you ask me how old I am. As we talk about the egg's response to life's challenges, make no mistake, sometimes we can overboil an egg. And that's a whole different story altogether. Some people's lives will have undesirable outcomes after facing challenges. And unlike the egg, we don't get to have a water test done before we are thrust into boiling water. As a result of that, we have to just hope that our shells are hard enough to protect us. Now, let's look at the coffee bean. I don't drink coffee, and really, I don't care much for the smell of it either. So for me, this would represent the kind of challenges that I don't care for in my life. The ones that keep coming ever so often wrapped in different packages, but still smell like coffee. These challenges are stacked up against the greatest challenge of all, us. Unlike the potato and the egg, that was changed by the water, the coffee bean end up changing the water. In life, the best outcome results when we change ourselves. And by doing so, everything around us eventually changes. You see, like in the story, the aroma from the coffee demands a full cup. And in the case of our day-to-day life challenges, our change sends us drinking tea if we don't like coffee. We must change our surroundings. We must change our circumstances if it means changing the people in our circles. We must change our mindset. We must change our attitudes and whatever it takes to bring about the outcome we desire for our lives, we must do that. Stop complaining about things we have no control over and try to see our challenges as opportunities to change, not as threats. So my takeaway from the story today is that life is full of challenges. There is no getting away from that. But you see, our highest selves want us to learn and grow. And life's most effective tools towards growth is through experience, aka struggles. So, whether you're a potato, an egg, or a coffee bean, it really doesn't matter, because in life, things happen around us, things happen to us, and the only thing that really matters is what happens within us. I hope the story today leaves a lasting impression on you and will help you to overcome the challenges that you may be facing today. So, let me thank you for listening. And remember, tell a friend about this podcast and help us grow our numbers.